Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We have a treat for you tonight. A-Frame is in the studio, and we're going to come at you with Thruster. Their song Thruster, and they have a CD release party coming up February 10th with Eddie Spaghetti and the Super Suckers, the Frank Dino Show, and the Lonely Stars, and they will be going on early. And help me out, guys. Oh, in San Diego, right?
No, in Santa Ana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just called Diego's.
Yeah, Diego's in Santa Ana.
I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find an address here. Okay,
yeah,
well, it just says Diego's Rock and Roll Bar, located in the heart of East Downtown Santa Ana. All right.
Yes,
so we have all three of these great musicians in the studio here. And first up, lead guitarist, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Kevin Stebbins. I'm the guitar player for A-Frame.
Okay, and that deep bass?
I'm Bill Barnes, bass player.
Okay, and how about that cool drummer?
Hey, Candace, this is Kevin Gomez. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Kevin. Good to have you on the show, too. Well, you know, I have to say I'm so excited to be working with you guys. And I just happened to tune in for a second while I was on a phone call on Facebook. I do that a lot when I'm in between conference calls and things. And I caught one of your videos. I'm like, wow, these guys are really hot.
Yeah. What songs were those? See, we did Thruster on there, right?
Okay. I believe it was.
Oh, yeah. On Facebook we did In the Pocket, and I think we did Thruster is the one that you saw on our Facebook.
Okay, yeah, that was fun. It was like live, you know. You set the camera down and then just went for it, and it was like, wow,
yeah,
I like those guys.
Yeah, that was Bill's idea, you know, just to show our fans, you know, some appreciation. So we thought we would throw on, live on Facebook, and it worked out great. It was awesome.
Yeah, and now you have a release out on Mystic Records with Cafe de Grand Hollywood. And, yeah, it's so fun to have you guys on the label. tell us, how did you all get started? And you've been together, what, about six years or so?
Oh, no, we've been together for about, I started the band about 13 months ago. And I originally had my son playing the drums, and I had another bass player, and then I was in search for a drummer. And then I auditioned Kevin, and he did a fantastic job. And then my other bass player, he had other things to take care of, other musical interests. And then from a friend, I got Bill's phone number, a bass player, and he worked out great. So as a group, as a whole, we've been together for about, I would say, 6.5-7 months.
Wow, you guys have come a long way. That's great.
Yeah, everyone. Bill's a fantastic bass player. Our sound wouldn't be even close to what it is now without Bill, and especially Kevin, with his drumming abilities and everything. Without those two guys, A-Frame wouldn't be around. I mean, those guys really hold it together really well.
Well, and you know, the three of you together is just really dynamite.
And let me just say, too, Kevin Stevens, the guitar player that was just talking, he's got a rich history with surf rock. In fact, his dad played in a pretty big surf rock band in the 60s. So he's like a walking surf rock dictionary.
That's right.
You blend it together with like the punk rock sound, and it's we're getting something heavier that I don't think has really been done, holding the traditional surf rock sound with the punk rock as an instrumental band. I know like Asian Orange and JFA have done stuff like this, but they're more just on the punk rock edge, where we're kind of straddling the wire there.
But it all goes quite well together. And here's another song for our listeners, Jackknife. Well, one of our listeners, Kathy Sahagan, wrote in and wanted to know what the name of your father's band was.
Oh, my name of my dad's band. They were in two bands. When they were playing the instrumental surf rock, that was back in 1963, I believe. And the name of that band was called the Esquires. They have they're on a very rare surf album. They only produced about 600 of them, and there's two LPs in the LP set. And it's rare, but it's out there, and they were signed. They were on Spore, and they used to record at RCA Studios. And then the second band my dad was in was the Trips, and they kind of went more traditional style. That was when the Beatles came around, late 63, 64.
I love it. Well, you know, listening to your music takes me back to the 60s, when early 70s, late 70s, when my brother and I used to surf all up and down California all summer long. It was an endless summer.
Oh, and absolutely. You know, I mean, when I was growing up, too, and, you know, and same with Bill a little bit and Kevin, you know, we all grew up down here, down at the beach in Huntington Beach and Newport, and I've been surfing since I can remember, and, you know, especially sitting down in the living room, you know, back in the late 70s with my mom, and we'd be sitting there and listening to old surf records, you know, Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, the Shantays, you know, Dick Dale. So surf music and surfing and the whole scene, especially skateboarding, has really been in my blood. I mean, I'm 46 now, but I'm still going hard at it and completely enjoy it. It's great music and good times.
Well, hey, Kevin, you guys really bring it in, too.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's funny because when I first started this band, I was wanting to kind of play traditional, but then what happened, just creativity and my influence from like the Vandals and NoFX and Pennywise and TSOL and all these influences, and Agent Orange especially, all these influences started coming out in my writing, and before you know it, we're a cross between surf music and kind of a punk and a little bit of rock, and you know, it's just a great time. We're having a lot of fun doing this, and, you know, that's the most important thing, and it's awesome to have people enjoy it and be able to listen to it and, you know, get it. So that's really cool.
Well, I love it, and we have a lot of listeners tuning in tonight, and I'm glad to have you guys in the studio and you know, be working with you, and I wish you all the luck in the world, you know.
Absolutely.
The beach is a wonderful inspiration, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely great that, you know, we're on Mystic now and everything, and we couldn't thank you enough. This has been an absolute pleasure for all three of us. We're having a great time.
Aw, you're very welcome. We're glad to have you as a part of our family. We're putting out a new T-shirt with it says the Mystic Family, and we're going to put everybody's names on the back.
Sick. Oh.
This year we reached 420
awesome
artists.
I know, that's a huge amount.
Oh, it's that?
Yeah, we're just saying that. We're stoked because the label that being on Mystic, we're getting such good distribution with the digital downloads and everything, and we're just stoked trying to promote it as much as possible. And it's a good family, a good history. I remember going to see Mystic bands when I was a youngster and, you know, listening to the whole Nardcore scene and everything and seeing Aggression and Ill Repute play and just being on the same label with that. There's a lot of history there, so we're pretty stoked.
Well, you know, we also have a side label, Nardcore Records.
Yeah.
Ill Repute's record is just coming off the press right now. It should be out in the stores any day. We did 100 run black and white vinyl marble.
Nice.
On Nardcore Records.
Nice.
And of
yeah,
course, it's all under the Mystic label.
Right on. Yeah, I know. We got help from our. We want to give a shout out to our friend from Thumb Upon for helping us out, get this started, and it was great timing when you came along, you know, and swooped us up. So that was such a great thing for us. Just, we had literally just put our Facebook page up when you got in touch with us, and
really?
So we're so stoked on that.
Wow, that is amazing. I've always been known to have good timing.
Yeah, excellent timing, I may say.
Wow, I'm really impressed that, you know, your band is so tight and you've only been together less than a year. That is awesome.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We're also looking, you know, we have some shows set up coming up, and we have some festival stuff we're doing over the summer. It's kind of cool because we're getting on the punk rock shows, but we're also getting booked at, like, car shows and like, the beach fest and stuff like that. But we're also looking for promoters, if there's anybody out there that is looking to book A-Frame, you know, put us on anywhere and we'll fill the spot.
Yeah,
we'll keep an eye out
for things, you know.
Yeah, well, back to being how we're so tight as a group, because we've only been together for so little. That has to do with Bill and Kevin. They're, like, super, super anal. It's got to be right on every time. So we sit and we get in here like little kids, and, you know, sometimes we call them Sticks, Kevin's name. Sometimes he gets really mad, and he grabs the sticks, and he throws them across the room, and we're all ducking for cover. So that's why we, when we're talking and stuff, you know, because both of our names are Kevin. So Kevin's name, our drummer, his name now is Sticks forever.
There you go. Sticks.
Yeah, they better be tighter. They get the sticks thrown at them.
So
I'm the elder, too, so what I say goes.
There you go.
I mean,
well, yeah, we'll definitely keep our eyes out for different venues and, you know, send them your way to get hooked up, because you guys are really doing cool. And I love the ad you put up, hey, A-Frame, Surf Rock has the answer. Politics got you down, here's here. The new A-Frame album, Groundswell, is available for download iTunes, Amazon, and everywhere else digital download music. And seriously, what's better than surf rock?
That's right.
Yeah, rip it.
Well, it's kind of funny. Surf rock's kind of like it was a dying breed there for a while. Pulp Fiction, when that movie came out back in 93, 94, it kind of brought surf rock back into the scene for a few years, and it died out. And, you know, our goal as this band, A-Frame, we're just trying to create a really cool vibe and a whole different feeling style for like a newer generation. I mean, we don't write it that way, but it just comes out that way. And I think in our opinions, it's kind of it's healthy, you know. It's a really good, has a good beat, a good vibe. All together, you know, I think a younger generation actually might get hooked on this stuff, and hopefully they'll enjoy it. And because we definitely enjoy playing and writing this style of music, it's a blast.
Well, I enjoy it too, and here's another song for our listeners. How about that?
We'll be right back.
lot of positive feedback in our chat room with the music. People are really digging it.
Oh, sweet. I'm glad people are enjoying it. It's nice.
Yeah, another girl just wrote in. She said, you better have them on again.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
I know. I'm so entertaining.
Kevin Six, he's real entertaining. You know, I was going to touch bases on something, too, real quick. With our band, we're so diverse in a way where Kevin, our drummer, he really likes classic rock and progressive rock, and so it creates another different feel when it comes to the drumming aspect, to the percussion part. He really holds it down well, and it's nice to have a little blend of rock and progressive music in the same genre as the surf rock that we're playing. And then with Bill's background with strictly punk music, it just jives great. And then with me, you know, I'm more a surf guy, but, you know, it's everyone's influence is really positive, and it's really coming through in a great way. And again, like I said, it's just so much fun to play this and to do this and to have the time to do it. You know, we're all, you know, married, and, you know, we have children and stuff, so we're just trying to fit it in, and it's working. It's coming together really well. It's fantastic.
It is coming together well, yes. I'm very impressed with you guys and our audiences, too. I can't believe all the great comments you're getting right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, go check out our Facebook page, too. Look up A-Frame on Facebook.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And we have time. We have time
Kansas
for another song. Run for your life. Coming to the studio and giving our audience a little insight on where you've been and what you're doing, and you can't miss their checkered flag A-Frame on their new release that's out, and you'll find them in a venue near you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. We had a great time, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right. Yes.
Thank you for calling it a checkered flag and not a checkered board. It's not a checkered board. It's a checkered flag. Yeah.
That's right. That's the winner's flag. All right. Well,
thank you, Candace,
for coming in, and don't forget to party or go home.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Party or go home. See you guys at Diego's on the 10th in Santa Ana.
And you can check us out on aframesurfrockband.com. Thank you very much.